Last night, right about the time when perhaps you were having dinner, there was something very exciting happening on King Island. Students there were having the chance to hook up, have a chat with an astronaut who was at that moment sitting on the International Space Station. I thought we'd better find out how it all went. Principal of King Island, Denise Bryant, joins me. G'day, Denise.
Hello.
Now, Denise, if I could, I've seen a picture. The room was absolutely full of students. Can you describe what it was like sitting in that room waiting to connect to the International Space Station?
Yeah, it was very, very exciting. There were students and parents and community members as well. We opened up our arts centre, is where the link-up happened, and we were completely full up. We think there were about 120 people there all together, as well as we streamed it live on our Facebook page and had lots of people who couldn't attend watching it that way. So yeah, it was a real buzz of excitement, waiting. Everyone had to be there and seated by about 20 past six. So we had a half an hour where we had to be really quiet and get organised and ready to go. But yeah, it was a real buzz.
All right, that sounds really, really exciting. Now, I believe you've got some of the students there who actually got to ask questions of the astronaut.
Yes.
Angus Paulson, are you able to pass me on to Angus?
Absolutely. We'll put Angus on now.
Thank you.
Hello, Angus Paulson here.
Hello, Angus. It's Pia from ABC Northern Tasmania. Tell me, what was it like last night?
Oh, it was great. Great experience getting to talk to an astronaut up, 403 kilometres above us?
That is certainly a long way above us. Now, who was the astronaut that you were speaking to, Angus?
David Sanjak.
All right, and where's David from?
Canada.
Canada, okay. And Angus, what happened? What sort of technology did you have to be able to speak to him? Were you speaking to a phone receiver or a microphone? What were you actually doing?
Well, we actually had like a box with a which would be considered just a big two-way. I think there was some kind of pole outside. Like, it's a bit like just a long-range two-way, really.
Yeah, right. Very long-range.
Mm.
And what was it like for you? Were you a bit nervous asking your question, or were you ready to go?
I was ready to go.
All right, what was your question, Angus?
What kind of research do they do?
And what was the answer?
Oh, they test how a lot of chemicals and some ordinary household toys, just most of it is how a lot of stuff reacts with space.
Oh, wow. That's pretty interesting. What was the most interesting thing that you heard last night, Angus?
Probably when she asked, are you lonely? And the astronaut said, no. It's like, well, you're basically, like you're, well, it's only 45 minutes to go down there in a pod, but if you think about it, you can't even drive, you can't even get to the rest of society, you're just stuck in an Eiffel Tower sized tin can.
That's exactly it. You would have thought it would be a bit lonely. Angus, thank you so much for sharing your experience. Are you able to pass me on to Lawson Hall that's there with you as well?
Okay.
How you going, Lawson? How are you?
G'day, Lawson. Lovely to have you with us. Now, Lawson, last night you were chatting to David on the International Space Station. How were you feeling as you were waiting for the connection to take place?
It was very boring waiting there with it all being quiet, but when the questions started rolling, it actually felt pretty exciting.
Yeah, I reckon. Where did you get to ask your question? Were you at the beginning, at the end, or in the middle?
I was third last.
Third last, all right. And what did you ask, Lawson?
I asked how long does it take to orbit the Earth.
How long does it take to orbit the Earth?
It takes an hour and a half, and I think they do it 16 times a day.
Oh, I thought it would take much longer to orbit the Earth than that.
Oh, I don't really know.
And Lawson, what was the most interesting thing that David said last night? Or maybe something that really surprised you?
Well, it surprised me the kind of food he eats, but he had dried up chili and stuff.
Oh, so is all his food dry? He doesn't eat any fresh food?
I think they have packets and bottles, I think he said last night.
Wow, that's really interesting. And Lawson, having this experience, chatting to an astronaut as they're on the International Space Station, did it sort of make you think that maybe you'd like to pursue a career that might get you into outer space?
Well, I guess it kind of did, but...
Sounds like you're pretty happy with your feet firmly planted on King Island there.
Yeah.
Lawson, thank you so much. Now, are you able to pass me on to Tia Millwood as well?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Tia Millwood speaking.
Hello, Tia. Now tell me, what was it like last night when everyone was gathered around, 120 people or so in the room waiting to hear from David? What was that like?
It was pretty cool.
Pretty cool, yeah. You were asking a question as well, I believe. What question were you asking, David?
I asked what sort of food he eats and how he determines his mealtime in space.
Oh, and now this is the one that Lawson said he found particularly interesting. So we've heard that he ate mainly dried food and out of bottles and that sort of thing. How does he decide when his meal times are? Because, of course, he's not on the Earth, so he wouldn't have a day and night the way we do, would he?
Nah, he said that he just eats whenever he gets hungry, really.
Fair enough. And now, he's obviously got a limited supply of food up there. Did he tell you whether he has, like, sweets that he's packed away? Like, has he got treats?
I'm not quite sure about that one.
Rightio, no worries. What was the most interesting thing that you found out of last night, Tia?
When Lawson asked how long it takes to orbit the Earth, I thought it would have took longer than it did.
Yeah, I did too. You know, Tia, I really thought an hour and a half, that's pretty quick to get all the way around the globe. Tia, do you think that you'd be interested in being an astronaut one day, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
What was the coolest thing to happen last night?
The way we had on the screen whereabouts he was at the time.
Oh, so you could actually see where he was. So where was he as you were talking to him?
I think it was near Africa or something.
Wow. Do you know, can he see the Earth from the space station?
Not quite sure.
Yeah, sure. It sounds like it was a pretty amazing experience, Tia. Thank you for sharing some of it this afternoon. You able to pop me back onto your principal, Denise Bryant?
Yep.
Denise, thank you so much. Angus Lawson and Tia, sounds like they asked incredible questions. What an amazing experience. I mean, just what sort of opportunity is this for the school and for everyone on King Island who was able to take part in this?
Yeah, it was just a fantastic opportunity that we really couldn't pass up when we knew that the opportunity was there. That's why we didn't pass it up and went through the process of doing it. It's very exciting. He did tell us that the actual broadcast, so the 12 minutes of the broadcast, was broadcast worldwide. I've actually received emails from people this morning. One person in particular has sent an email through to our school from said he's from Italy and he was watching the broadcast last night. So pretty exciting.
Oh, wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, and I mean, yeah, the students all understand it was really a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that they'll probably never get again. So, yeah, it was really great.
Absolutely. Denise, I asked Angus Lawson and Tia this. What was the most interesting thing that you heard last night chatting to David?
Goodness, there was lots of information he gave us. I think, yeah, everyone was really shocked when he said it takes an hour and a half to actually orbit the Earth. We were all completely blown away by that. So he was in, when we started the link up, he was just over Italy. And by the time as we'd finished, you could see on the map, we had it up on the big screen on the whiteboard, that he'd moved way, way across Italy and moving around. So that was, yeah, just mind-blowing that that's how fast it goes.
Wow, incredibly mind-blowing. Yeah. Denise, Angus, Lawson, Tia, thank you all so much for having a chat this afternoon.
Thank you very much.